Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, gets into your top four songs, beginning with the letter A. We've gone through the whole alphabet backwards. Three songs left. I'm looking down the right now. There's a huge surprise about what you've made number one, but of course you can hear them all and also hear what the first song is on Absolute Radio in 15 minutes' time. It is 7:30. Let's get the latest news headlines now with Andrew Bailey.
Good morning. The Chancellor's expected to confirm in the next hour that the troubled bank Bradford & Bingley is being part nationalised. Taxpayers' money will be used to buy its mortgages and loans, whilst the Abbey owner Santander's buying the branches and savings business. Also this morning, it's emerged that Anton Deck came under fire whilst on a recent trip to Afghanistan. The Daily Mirror's reporting the pair was shelled by the Taliban at Kandahar Airport. And don't forget, we're just 15 minutes away, as you've heard from Christian, from officially launching 100% Absolute. We are tantalisingly close to stay with us for the launch of something great. You don't have to retune your radio either. Stay right here for all the details at 7:45.
Sport. I'm Ed Draper. Another dodgy refereeing decision gave Wigan a 2-1 home win over Man City. Amir Zaki converting a contentious penalty, and the Wigan manager Steve Bruce was chuffed to bits with his front men.
Valencia was tremendous. Emil Heskey and Zaki were awesome up front, because you know when you play against Dunn and Richards that you're going to have to take a physical battering.
Wigan's win moves them up to 10th in the Premier League. Tottenham stay rock bottom after a 2-0 defeat at Portsmouth. Still, Juan de Ramos says he doesn't think he'll be sacked as Spurs boss. Rangers sit 3 points clear atop the SBL this morning after a 3-0 win at Hibs, with Kenny Miller bagging a brace against his old club there. In golf, Worksop's Lee Westwood put in a valiant effort to retain his British Masters title, but lost the playoff to Gonzalez Fernandez Castaño at the Belfry. And finally, Valentino Rossi won the Japanese MotoGP to claim his 6th World Premier Class title.
And onto the weather. It's cool, bright and breezy then across the UK. Some scattered showers are in the north and the west today, and the highs reaching around 17 Celsius.
Right, let's put the kettle on, because this is at number 3.
Long, long time ago, I can still...